at Waze, the social mapping startup Google recently acquired. The pair have a passion for aviation and worked together for years at Microsoft developing its next-gen Bing location services. At Amazon, in an R&D lab filled with 3D printers, chalkboards, an espresso maker, and the ever-present smell of epoxy glue, the two engineers began cranking on the idea that would become Prime Air. Buckmueller had built drones as a hobby and was unimpressed with commercially available technology, such as Parrot's popular AR drone quadricopter. I was on vacation in Switzerland when I used a Parrot outside and the wind blew it into the side of a building, he says. They aim to develop a more robust drone with 8 rotors for increased stability. The resulting craft can navigate autonomously via GPS and carry a payload of 5 pounds, a promising start considering that 86% of Amazon's inventory fits into that weight class. During their months of experimentation, Kimchi swears the duo, quote, never felt like we had to ask Jeff for permission, end quote. But at some point, the idea caught the attention of Bezos, who made a big splash by unveiling Prime Air on national television. In the clip, which has been viewed more than 14 million times on YouTube, an Amazon drone picks up a package at a fulfillment center and flies off to